that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who severs family ties will not enter Jannah. Double rewards for charity to relatives. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that she freed her slave girl and she informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam about it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, had you given it to any of your maternal uncles, you would have earned a greater reward. Sayyidina Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, inquired from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam if she could spend her charity upon her husband, who was not very well to do. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam permitted her to do so, and he informed her that she would receive a double reward for that. The reward for sadaqah and the reward for doing good to a family member. Sayyidina Salman ibn Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, charity to relatives accrues two rewards, the reward of charity and the reward of doing good to a relative. Note, in relation to other people, sadaqah upon family members is rewarded twofold. Protection from a bad death. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever desires that his life be extended, his sustenance increased, and that he be saved from a bad debt, should fear Allah and he should maintain family ties. Note, the protection from a bad debt could mean that one will not have a sudden bad debt, or that one will be protected from the influences of shaitan at the last moment. Know your family. Sayyidina Ala ibn Kharij radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, learn about your lineage so that you will be able to maintain family ties. Note that nowadays there is a tendency amongst people to keep away from relatives and to have nothing to do with them. This behavior is perilous, and as severe warnings have been sounded for people who sever family ties. May Allah protect us and grant us understanding. SubhanAllah.